Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee. We're really glad to have all of you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey that we're getting ready to take. Before we start, I want everyone to know that they can access the show easily by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, live, or by going to the archives, which are available just a few minutes after the show finishes, and it will say the on-demand section, so don't be looking for just archives. It's the on-demand section. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, all you have to do is call in to 347-838-9142. But now if you have a question and you want to talk to the guest, you still have to call in 347-838-9142, and then Annie, the moderator, will get you in. Tonight, our guest is Madrigal Little. She is a shamanic intuitive, so you're going to really love all the stuff she shares. And she's been doing her work for a long time, so she's got a lot of good things that she's going to be talking to us about this evening. But before we do that, bring her on the show, I want to talk about the network. We have a program every day of the week, and sometimes two, on the network. I am the first show on Mondays at 6:30. So far, I know of. This is all Central Standard Time, Cosmic Contact Show. Then Tuesdays is the I Am Well show, and that's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Night Search Show is at 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday. On Wednesday is the No Show, and that's at 7 p.m. The Laws of Material Wealth, excuse me, got a little frog in my throat there. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is live at 8:30. And then Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly. That's at 5:30. That's Central Standard Time. That's out of New York, so that's have some good stuff to share. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show, and that's at 1 p.m. And that is, the next one is the Dream Vision 7 Show, and that's 3 p.m. on Friday. Saturday is Soul Town, the Sound of Music. That comes out of Memphis, Tennessee at 3 p.m. On Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 Show, and that's at 3 p.m. So now you have our rundown for the week. So be sure and check in and check out some of these shows. And of course, always check us out on Mondays. I think you love our shows because we have wonderful, wonderful guests on the show that bring in a lot of wonderful healing for everyone that they touch or talk to during the show. Well, tonight, my special guest, Madrigal Little, she is a practitioner of the healing arts. She also does this vibrational resonance that she works with these singing bowls and these gongs and everything. She has a big thing that she does on the weekends for meditation. If you haven't tried that specific kind of meditation out, be sure and get with Martha. We'll be giving you her information in just a minute. In the late 2001, Madra says she experienced a complete transformation in her own life that she contributes to the crystal skull consciousness. So she's going to be sharing a lot with us about the crystal skulls and how they work, too. And she is now facilitates the journey of self-discovery for others by sharing her life experiences, knowing that it is in sharing that we realize our true identities and abilities. We need to have someone that does share the things that they learn so it can help us to move up higher. Madra utilizes hypnosis, crystals, sound, color, therapy. These are all tools that she uses to help change lives and to raise the vibration of the person and of the planet. She is definitely connecting up with facilitating a spiritual evolution and soul integration. So you need to hear about what that's all about. She is currently serves in various capacities for those seeking guidance during the journey of self-discovery. And we talked about some of the things. So be sure and call in and talk to Madra. She can be reached at motherwind, this is her email, motherwind, W-I-N-D, 14, at gmail.com. Her phone number is 901-827-0023. So let me bring Madra in, and we'll just see what's up. Good evening, Madra.
Good evening, Pam. How are you this evening?
Good, great. Good to hear your voice. We haven't had you on in a while. I was looking back and I thought, wow, time really flies. I know this has been a fast year for all of us.
It's just moving right along.
And, you know, I love getting your newsletters, and you have a lot of great information on there, not just from yourself but from other websites. And everything you share, I just love what you share because I think, I mean, it's all about the evolution and us moving forward and into reaching into Christ consciousness or up to Christ consciousness.
Absolutely.
But anyway, I know you've got some great things you want to share with us this evening. We do have a few people that are listening in. There's a couple people who have called in and want to talk to you. But before we start that, what would you like to talk about? What do you want to share with people? What do you think people are really interested in, or they seem to be coming to you for more and more, if you know, you know, certain things that you can help them with?
Well, you know, right now there's a lot of people that are in the energies that we've been in most of this year, and specifically in the last several months. A lot of people are coming to me with the fact that they're at a fork in the road in their journey at this time, and they're really being faced with making choices of moving into their truth and into their passion, and they don't always know exactly what that is. So I help them to interpret, you know, their feelings, their emotions, because so much of our lives are spent living for other people. You know, we live for our parents, we live for our spouses, our children. And so right now, a lot of people are being called upon to make their choices based on what they're feeling for themselves, you know, and what's coming in and showing them. Because the bottom line is the old ways of being, doing, and having are simply not working anymore. And so if you're not living your truth, you're not being true to yourself, you know, you're suppressing yourself or are simply in denial about where you are on your journey, you're just existing. You're not really living your life the way that it's meant to be lived in a joyful way. And regardless of what a lot of people say, it is intended to be a joyful journey. You know, we get so caught up in the seriousness of it and all, and again, living the way that we have been conditioned to believe that we are supposed to live. You know, you go to work, you earn your paycheck, you come home, you cook, you clean, you get ready, you go to bed, you might get a good night's sleep and you might not, you get up and you start all over the very same thing the next day. So those kind of things, people are, they're finding themselves in a rut, finding themselves stuck, and they're feeling that sense of there's something more here and I'm obviously missing it. So, you know, the energies right now are, as my guidance has pointed out to me in the last several weeks, are all about illumination, illumination of the truth, illumination of what your truth is. And your truth is always going to be different from my truth or anybody else's truth because it's unique to you. So that illumination, which is not always, as I put it a couple weeks ago in the newsletter, it's not always what some people might term love and light. That being said, it's not because it's a negative, but many times we're so stuck where we are and in our own conditioning that it's not, when something is illuminated, when truth is illuminated, we have a hard time with it or a difficult time with it. It doesn't look like we think it should look or like we thought it should look or like we were told that it would look. So it doesn't always feel comfortable to us in that moment. And so the next several months are going to see a lot of illumination in truth on many different levels, individually and also on a collective level. We're seeing quite a bit of stuff stirred up right now all around us. So it is in this moment, and many people that have come to me that are going through so many different trials and tribulations in their own personal journeys, you know, that have their tools, that are doing, they're spiritual, they have tools to work with, and they've just kind of let it fall by the wayside. And I've shared with them that now is the time more than ever that you use those tools that you have been given. You know, that you walk your walk. Now is not the time to set them aside and give up on them.
Okay, I say amen on that. I think
so,
that
we are.
I'm getting the same thing.
I'm sorry.
No, I said I'm hearing the same thing that you're talking about. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I do, you know, my passion is sound. As you had said in the beginning, I do work with sound healing to assist people. And I see such a tremendous amount of movement for people when they allow themselves to begin participating in our sound meditations and private sessions and all. It's just such an amazing opportunity to because we are so conditioned and so many of us in our head so much, it's hard to get out of the head and really allow ourselves to flow with our heart energies. And so working with sound, whether it be crystal bowls or the Himalayan bowls, the metal Tibetan bowls, the gongs, the drums, the whatever it is, working with sound vibration frequencies in that manner is an excellent way to move the energy, to get it moving and to keep it moving. So it's not something that you really, at this point in time, it's not something you should just do every weekend. You know, if you were to make a habit out of it on a daily basis in your own meditation practice of plugging in a certain CD, or if you have a crystal bowl, or you have a drum, or you have a rattle that you can work with, you know, you're moving energy when you're actively involved with the sound. So not that it's not beneficial to, you know, watch a YouTube video or to listen to a CD, because it is, but if you're actively working with the sound, then the energy moving within your body is tremendous. You know, and then there are so many different ways to acclimate this movement, to process it, to let it go. So it should be in some way part of everybody's meditation practice at this time, incorporating sound in there, not just in the form of listening to it, which is beneficial, but really getting active. Even your voice, even sitting there chanting, you know, or saying your mantra, you know, over and over and over again, that is a vibration that you are bringing in. You have your voice all the time. You know, we sing, we hum, we whistle. And so bringing that in is a good practice as well. You know, something that, you know, maybe it's just if you want to do it in your own private surroundings. I have several things that I do in my own private, even sometimes in my car when I'm driving, that I'll go into my mantras. And there's just such a sense of peace. It just, you know, it engages both sides of the brain, both the right and the left sides of the brain. It helps to restore balance. It helps to get things moving energetically, you know, and it begins bringing in your clarity and your focus, your creativity and all of that. So while it sounds like, you know, many people may be thinking, well, I think that just, you know, I don't really think about it in that way. Well, you should try it on a regular basis, on a daily basis, not just listening to music on the radio or whatever, but literally finding some that you resonate with or a mantra that you resonate with. And, you know, one of the mantras I use on a regular basis, and I tell people it's just so simple and it's easy to remember, is infinite love and gratitude. So if you just go through, you know, a few moments of repeating infinite love and gratitude, this is raising your vibration. It's also, you know, bringing you into your heart center. It's, you know, it's doing so much for you. Those simple words, repeating them over and over again, is has such a tremendous effect over your vibration, over your clarity, your focus, over where you are. So simple tools that we can use. It's not rocket science. You know, we're given, you know, being outside in nature is an excellent way, although it's kind of warm in this part of the country right now. But being outside in nature with the trees and the nature spirits and the plants and the birds and all, that's an excellent way too, because, again, you're connecting in with sound and vibration. We don't really think about it that way, but when you're out there and you're listening to the birds and you're listening to the frogs and the cicadas and all of that, you know, you're caught up in the music of nature. So that music in and of itself is assisting you in balance and centering and focus and clarity in that moment. So there's, you know, there's so many different ways to incorporate it into your life. It doesn't have to be the same way every single day. But in bringing it in, you will begin to feel a difference in your vibration, in your attitude, in your focus, you know, so many different things. And it's from the simple tools like that that we get caught up in our everyday life and we forget about or just don't think about, you know, get sidetracked and we don't think, and then we run out of time and we think, well, I've had people say, and then I get home and I just kind of, you know, pat my crystals and my skulls on the head and I say, you know what you're supposed to do, and I go to bed. And I'm like, and how's that working for you? Because they're there for us and they're going to work for us. But if you're not interacting with them, you know, I tell people about my crystals and my skulls and all brings a whole new meaning to pet rocks. And I've joked about that, but it's truth, because these are living vibrations, you know, to me, and I connect in with those vibrations on a regular basis all around me, at my home, at my office, on a regular basis, and I can feel those crystals working for me each and every day. And so I connect in with them. I make it a point to connect in with them each and every day. You know, I wouldn't have a cat or a dog or any other kind of animal that I just had sitting around and I never spoke to or interacted with. So why would I do that to these crystals that have, you know, this living vibration that are here to assist me the same way that my animals are here, you know, my fur babies are here to assist me as well. So it's, you know, it's about really connecting in with the simple things at this time and not getting so caught up in what everybody else thinks or what everybody else feels like we ought to be doing. And that's one of the things that I'll tell people when they come to me, is one of the first things you have to do is quit listening to what everybody else is telling you that you need to be doing, because they have no idea where you are concerned. You know, they love you and they have your best interest at heart, but they're not necessarily tuned in. And again, if you're doing what they tell you that you need to be doing, chances are you still feel like you're lacking in some area or there's something missing.
Okay, I love that. I agree with everything. Madra, while we're talking about the crystal skulls and everything,
yes,
and, you know, petting your skulls, you know, talking to them and everything, please give us a little reason of why we want to work with crystal skulls. I mean, you tell me and then I go, oh, yeah, I want one. I've got a little teeny one, but I don't have the big ones like you do, but do give us an idea why they're so important.
The crystal skulls are here at this time to facilitate the shifting in consciousness and also in communication. For so long, our English language has fallen short of what we really desire to say on most accounts, you know, and we're finding that out more and more now as we go forward. It just seems to be very inadequate on many different levels. So they are, in working with them, because of the crystals, not just the quartz crystal skulls, but the other gemstone crystal skulls, very beneficial, very effective in helping us to get back to our original vibration. The three things that vibrate at the same level that we as humans do are crystals, water, and gold. And so working with those elements, we can help restore balance in our own lives. And the crystal skulls specifically, when I began working with them back in late 2001, they hit the mainstream really hard. At that time, the ancient skulls that were on the planet began really being really active and surfacing. Some of them had been doing their work for years, but I mean, everything came online at such a pace at that time, because time was of the essence as we were moving toward the 2012, which was, as we now know, was not the ending of anything, and yet it was the beginning of the end as we would know it as time progressed on. But working with the crystal skulls, what I have found for myself is they are a complete, a tool of complete transformation and metamorphosis. And when you're really ready to embrace your own transformation, when, you know, when people know they're going through a change and they can't quite put their finger on it, they're not sure what this means, but, you know, all of a sudden I'm aware of things I've never been aware of, and I'm focused on things that I've really never been focused on, and things that used to matter to me don't matter to me anymore, and all these other things all of a sudden on a global scale, you know, I'm just really caught up in addition to the synchronicity and the intuition and the magic and the sensitivity and all of that that comes in. So they feel that there's something happening within them and they can't really put their finger on it. And I will tell people, because of my own experience, and I can only speak from my own experience, and yet in the 15 years that I've been doing this, I have seen so many people's life changed because of the crystal skulls. I tell people, when you're really ready to embrace that transformation and metamorphosis, there is not another tool out there that will assist you in the way that the crystal skulls will, because they bring that awareness to you. They bring that shift in vibration and consciousness to you. And in working with them, and by working with them, I simply mean interacting with them, like I said, in, you know, sleeping with one either under your pillow or at your bedside, connecting with it in meditation, holding it in your hand, breathing into the crystal itself, and then inhaling the properties and the essence, the vibration of the crystal. So connecting with it as in holding it, you know, not just having it sitting on the table looking at it. That's okay too, and using it as a focal tool for meditation, but literally holding it, feeling the vibration, feeling the energies that are moving through it, because you can feel it coursing through you. You may not quite know what you're feeling, and some people will say, well, I really don't feel energy, but I do feel something, kind of a tingling sensation or whatever, feeling it as it begins moving through your, you know, through your veins and through your pores, your DNA and all. But when you're really ready to embrace that transformation and the change that is taking place, when you're really ready to step into your own self-discovery and self-realization, they are amazing tools to help bring that about at an accelerated pace, and yet still only at the pace that is correct and appropriate for you. It's never going to be more than you can handle, but it does seem to help move through the old and into the new very quickly without getting caught up in it so much so, without getting dragged down by it, and without getting lost in it. And if, you know, if that's what your desire is, then working with the crystal skulls will help to shift your consciousness and vibration so that you can move forward into your own greatest potential, your own highest potential on your journey at this time. And you begin to see how, you know, there are things. I know I was working in the corporate world. Most people that know me, I was in the corporate world for 30 years prior to the crystal skulls coming into my life, and I had studied everything metaphysical up to that point except crystal skulls. And so when the crystal skulls came in, at the time I thought quite by accident, I know better now, but at the time, and I received such an aha moment that it was like a house sitting down on you. And I remember thinking as I sat in this workshop that I was listening to and seeing the slideshow of these ancient skulls that they had been doing all of this research on, and there was so many different visions in the skulls, and it was a type of encoding we've learned. So there were triggers in there because there were things like pyramids and whales and dolphins and UFOs and extraterrestrials, you know, visions of different things in there that they could not explain, and yet they had tried to. And so as I was sitting there watching this, all of this came flooding back into me, and it was one of those moments when you know you've been there before, and all of a sudden this is no longer foreign to you. It feels very familiar to a point where you think, wow, I've got to integrate this. I've got to figure out what this is meaning, because I was very strong in my faith and have been all of my life, and so I struggled with it that day, knowing that I knew when I walked out of the lecture that my life was about to change, and yet could not have put my finger on it if I'd wanted to, exactly how that was going to happen. And my guidance said, you will teach about the crystal skulls, you will heal with them, and you will assist with eradicating fears and phobias associated with death and dying, because in truth, death is just another part of the soul's journey. So as I walked away from there that day, I thought, okay, well, this is going to be interesting, because I don't have a clue. And although I do feel this sense of familiarity and I do feel that this is where my life is going, I could not begin to tell you how it was going to happen. And it was at that time that I had been connected with the metaphysical community here in Memphis, and for the first time ever. And here I thought I was the only one, like many people do. And things began to unfold in a way that I could not possibly have imagined that they would. And within 8 months of the crystal skulls coming into my life, I was laid off from my job on November the 2nd of 2002, Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock. My boss called me into his office and said, you know, we're restructuring. The new boss, they had the company for a couple of years. We're restructuring, you know, this, da, 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 da. And as I walked out of there, I heard my guidance say, well, you wouldn't quit any other way. You kept sitting behind that desk as unhappy as you were, and you've been given several other opportunities to leave. And so now you will begin your journey of your purpose. And as I walked out of there that day, I thought, wow, well, what exactly does that mean? And so it began to unfold. I immediately was invited to begin sharing the crystal skulls with the community that I was very new to. And again, not exactly sure how that was supposed to play out, because what was coming in for me was all remembering. It wasn't like there was anything I was reading, because I was very new to the internet at that time. I was one of these old schoolers that I really resisted technology up until 2000. I really just was like, I don't want anything to do with it, really. And so I still was one of these very caught up in books and you know, paper copies of everything. And so it wasn't like I was out there on the internet researching stuff. And so everything that came in at the time was a remembering for me. And my guidance came in at that time and validated for me that I was supposed to be working with the skulls. And these were the tools that I had been given at this time to fulfill my purpose and my mission, and that I had worked with them before and that it would all come back to me. And at that moment, I thought, okay, I can do this. If my guidance says I can do it, they wouldn't be giving it to me if I couldn't, you know. So, but I still don't have a clue exactly how that's going to happen. But I began to let go of the need to know and the need to understand everything in that moment and just literally go with the flow. And again, I say the whole divine unfolding has been in such a way that I could not have imagined at the time. So, you know, we tell people they are tools for self-discovery and self-realization. You know, the crystal skull is said to house the soul, or the skull is said to house the soul. And so working with the crystal skull, looking into the eyes, what it does is it narrows back to you that which you need to own or be truthful about in your own life, and it helps you to process it and work through it. You know, when we're working through something, we don't have to anchor into it so deeply that we get lost in it. You know, it really is about allowing it to come up, processing it, you know, feeling compassion for it, forgiving it in all of the many different areas, and then blessing it for what it has provided for you in your life and for those around you, because it's never, ever just about us. And so working with the crystal skulls, as my own journey has evolved and working with the skulls, everything that I do is working through the crystal skull consciousness. And I believe that you know, we've learned that there are way more than 13 skulls on this planet, and that they're not all surfaced and found and out in the public, but they're here for the planet just like they're here for us. And so working with them, and size doesn't matter. You spoke about having a small one. Really, size does not matter other than the amount of information that a larger skull can hold versus a small skull. But as far as their potency, as far as what they can do for you, a very small skull that's an about an inch in size is just as powerful as one that weighs 10 pounds as far as what they can do for you. But now as far as the information, the amount of information they can hold, now that's where they differ. But you're always drawn to what you're supposed to be working with. And so if you're not comfortable with working with crystal skulls, what that's done for me, because I wasn't comfortable with working with the crystal skulls in the very beginning, is it really brought me out of myself. And once I became comfortable with the skulls and connecting with them and hearing them connect with me and the messages that came through them and my guidance that came through them, I got to that point where totally comfortable in everything that the universe would say, okay, now you'll be doing this. Because I thought, well, what an amazing way for the universe to bring me into myself through crystal skulls, the one most, most people would consider challenging or difficult thing to come in with. And then as it came in and I became comfortable with it and began working with them, then every time from that point on that my guidance would say, okay, now you'll be doing this to assist others, I was like, okay, all right, fine. Just show me what I'm supposed to do and how to make it happen, and I'm game. So, you know, it's there's not really anything. That was probably the most difficult thing that I can say on my journey coming into my purpose and my mission. And once I became comfortable with that, once I became aligned with that, everything else just seemed to fall into place. And I do see that with other people as well. You know, it's that resistance, it's that aspect of us that needs to know or needs to understand. And my guidance tells me over and over again, you don't need to know and you don't need to understand. You know, there simply are things going on this planet and at a multidimensional level that you can't explain away. You know, there's no way science can't explain them, you know, and we're learning that now as science meshes with spirituality. There are simply things that can't be explained away. And the consciousness that we are a part of is so vast. There's no way that you can incorporate all of it, and yet it's always there for us to tap into. So working with the crystal skulls helps you to really tap into that expanded consciousness and also to move forward on your own journey in a way that you feel fulfilled and that you feel on purpose and on mission and confident in yourself. You know, I learned a long time ago by the meetings of several people that were very confident and comfortable in their own essence and in someone's essence that is that comfortable with themselves, many people feel intimidated. And it simply is about being in that place where, as Wayne Dyer says, you're completely independent of other people's good opinions, you know? So you're in that place where I don't, you know, people call me a witch, they call me a shaman, they call me this, they call me that. It doesn't really matter. What I have been told from my guidance lately is that I am an alchemist of transformation. I work with energy. I work with energy at every level, working with sound, working with color, working with light, working with crystals, you know, working with the actual universal source of energy. All of it comes together, and so whatever is necessary to facilitate for someone else, I'm able to connect in with that energy in order to help them to move forward on their journeys and in their life in a way that they feel comfortable with and confident with.
Okay. Gosh, just talking about the crystal skulls, Madra is so exciting. Now, can they get the crystal skulls from you? How do people find them? How do they collect them or get one?
Well, you know, you can go. I don't have an online store. I do sell some out of my office because I like to connect people with their crystal friends, not just skulls, but other kinds of crystals. But, you know, I'm going to say that one of the best places to go, my friend Sherry Whitfield has one of the Ancient Skull Synergy. She lives in Tucson, Arizona. She has an eBay store. And so you can actually go on to her website, because she has an eBay store as well as another website that is a store, online store, that you can go on there. Most of the stuff that I get comes from her to begin with. So I would say that would be the, you know, that would be where I would send people to go to try to hook up with their crystal skull friend or crystal friend. Her website is iloveangels.com, and you go on to that website, and there is a crystal skull page in there that talks about the ancient skull synergy, that talks about, I think it's got a link into her store as well. So she's been working with crystals for over 30 years, and there's such a, you know, my whole journey, there's such an unfolding of the way that, that things have come about. My connection with the ancient crystal skull synergy and Sherry is nothing short of amazing. You know, there's another whole story there, but, you know, we met, she and I met back in 2006, and come to find out, Synergy, the ancient skull, actually came to me back in 1988 in a vision like I've never had before in my life, and activated me for the work that I would be doing starting in 2001. And so it took that long for me to do the work and to acclimate to the point where I could actually step into that work. And when I met Synergy for the first time, he actually told Sherry that I had in another lifetime been a guardian. And so I was here this time, not as a guardian, but still as part of that team, part of the Synergy team. And by the way, Synergy is the vibration that this skull carries. The name is one of those that you can't really pronounce. So Synergy is actually what it's about, is of us working together, 1 + 1 = 3, you know. By working in together, we can accomplish so much more than we can individually. So that energy of that particular ancient skull, and I have connected with several other ancient skulls. I resonate with them. My feeling on the ancient skulls is they're all, again, connected in with that universal consciousness, just like we are, and they're here to help. Just like it takes different teachers to reach different people, it's the same way with the different crystal skulls. So I've just been very blessed to be connected so closely with Sherry and Synergy on this particular journey, because it was one of the largest validations the universe could have given me, you know, the way that, that mine and her journey has unfolded together. So she picks the skulls that are on her website. She picks everything by energy. She's been doing this for, like I said, over 30 years, not with this crystal skull so much, but working with crystals, working with the angelic energy. And so she reads energy, sees, feels, reads energy. And so everything that she has on her eBay store and on her internet store, very high energy, not just because they've already, that, you know, that they've been with Synergy, but because she, when she chooses crystals and skulls to sell, she chooses based on the energy of the item.
Okay. Well, that is so interesting. Look, I hope everybody is wanting on the line listening and wanting to get them a crystal skull and start working with this energy. And I will work more with mine on a conscious level now that you explained it again to me. And you probably told me the same thing the last time, but maybe I got it better this time. Well, Madra, we have about 7 people online. We've got about 20 minutes left. So let's bring some people in and see if you can answer their questions for them. I'm going to bring the first lady in. It's Trish, and she's from New York. Hold on.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Trish. How are you this evening?
Hi, Madra. I was wondering, do you do a general reading or do you want a specific question?
Probably a specific question.
I was wondering what you're picking up with regards to relationship this year.
You are at a place in your life right now where your guidance is really wanting you to focus on this being a time for you. There seems to be some movement around the relationship sector, but it feels like nothing is really anchored in, if that makes sense. there's nothing solid that I'm feeling in this moment. And that being because there's some things going on with you that needs to take place, that needs to be resolved before you can commit to or dedicate or have that lasting, maybe so not so much commit or dedicate to, but have that lasting relationship in your life. At this time, it feels like there's been a lot of heartache in the I'm going to say the past several years in a way that you've not and I don't get that you're one that lets it get you down, that you don't, you know, that you don't get lost in it, but there's a why me and when's my time coming kind of feeling there. And so your guidance says that you're at a very new precipice in your journey at this time, and there's some things, it's like you're getting to know or you're learning more about yourself in this moment. And so your guidance is really, they say it's really important that you get to know yourself a little better, because there's some, what I understand, some ancestral stuff that's being healed. And this is stuff that's been projected onto us from our mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers. And while they do the best they can and everything, we do take on their stuff as we move forward in our journey. We don't always realize that we've done that. But it feels like there is some of that that's being healed around you at this time that has affected your relationships up to this point. And if you will just nurture yourself, pay attention to your guidance, to your heart as you move forward in the next couple of months, there is a great healing that's taken place for you that's going to lead you to a much happier place as you move into 2017.
Okay, so my question is, when you say this ancestral healing, is this something I need to do or something that's just happening?
It's something that's just happening, but it is specifically in your life right now. Many people are experiencing it, but it is something that is already in play in your life right now that is being healed or being shifted. So all you really have to do is open up and let it. It could be that there's something going on with the mother, father figures in your life that is what I'm seeing in a lot of people's lives is that there is an illness or even the transitioning of the parent, that where someone has experienced a huge healing and release of the energies that go with that parent that has affected their life, specifically their relationships, not just in your intimate sector, your personal sector in that way, but with your children, you know, with in every area of your life. So there is that energy that is moving through, that's being transformed at this time in your life. You don't necessarily have to do anything other than just allow it, own it as it comes through. It's not like, you know, when I talk to people about it, it's not like I have to sit there and draw it out for them, because they know exactly, okay, yes, I know exactly. You know, I, for instance, am a child of divorce. So I know exactly that, you know, my mother and father and the whole story that they went through and everything, it left an impact on me. A lot of it had to do with abandonment issues. So this was something that came into my life, that worked through my life in the last 15 years, the ancestral stuff that I had to move through in order to get to the highest aspect of myself, and also get to a different place in my relationship where I, with my husband, where I'm not so taking things so personally, or, you know, just looking at things from a very different and higher perspective. And I could see where there was at one point where I was becoming my mother, and I absolutely stopped myself and said, you know what, I am not my mother, and I don't want to be my mother. And yet I loved my mother, and I know she did the best that she could, and the same thing for my father. But I am not either one of them. I am very unique, and I am very, you know, very much an integral part of this experience now. So, but it was me letting go of that, just, you know, just literally stating it and letting go of it.
Got it. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Does
that help?
What a great message. Yeah. You know, Madra, I had a client myself today, and I'm listening to this, and I'm seeing how she has taken on some of her parents' stuff and some of the things that she knows they're not the good things. And I said, well, then, you just have to say, I'm not my mother, I'm not my father, or you know, my stepmother. You know, you got the things that you don't, that you are aware of, that I think we've all done it. We know that our parents did certain things, and we swore we'd never be like them, we'd never act like that, or we wouldn't do that. And then we end up going, oh, my God, it sounds just like my mom. You know, that happens. But it's in us. And I like how you said how to evoke it and to get it to move out of us.
Yeah, yeah. It is one of those things where a lot of people will say, well, I am my mother's daughter or son, or I am my father's son or whatever. And it's like, wow, do you know? I mean, it's not saying that they were a bad person, but, I mean, you're here to be that new energy. So, you know, you bring the best of them forward, but you don't own all of the other stuff where, you know, whatever it was, maybe they couldn't hold a job, or they couldn't hold on to a relationship, or they couldn't communicate with their, you know, families or whatever it was. You don't have to be that way. So we are, as they say, we are the change that we've waited for, and we can change that just by setting our intention and our focus on doing so.
Absolutely. Well, all right. Well, let's bring in another caller. This is Jackie Boyd from Arkansas. She's our second caller. Hi, Jackie.
How are you? Hello.
Great.
Hi, Jackie.
How are you?
I'm in a healing mode, but Betts, I wanted to thank you, Mother, for being on the show tonight. And I have met you before, and one time I got the royal privilege of joining your weekend meditation, and it was absolutely beautiful, and it took me to places I hadn't been before. So if you're in the Memphis area,
awesome.
I highly recommend that you connect with her and have that experience, because she does move major energy. That's one of the things I love, is moving major energy. And I've been working with ancestor liberation, and I'd like to know if I have drainages going on in my body due to it, and I'd like to know, is that over?
The biggest part of it is over, but there is still some residual there. So just bear with it a little longer. Really, and not that you're not already doing that, but really just blessing it as it moves through you, because the biggest part of it is over. But what I am seeing in a lot of other people as well is there's still a little bit of that residual there. So it's not yet time to just move on from it.
Okay. Is that
all right?
Is that it?
And you've got to probably with these energies of September, after September, there a lot of that is going to be completely removed. So, but these energies of September being so intense, as we're moving into the eclipse energies and the equinox and the 999 gateway and all of that is really, you know, and there's several waves of intense energy moving through in the month of September. And this is really intended to really flush things. So where there's residual, where there's just a little bit of it left, it's going to move out within this next month.
Could you send that to me in writing?
I can. I'll be glad to.
Because it feels like I've been hearing this for a while, but I'd like to have it in writing now. That it's all.
I got you. I got you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I understand.
I know you do. And I do love working with crystals. They are powerful in all, whether they're skulls or in any other form, crystals are always benevolent.
Right.
And
yes,
why would you not want a house full of benevolence?
They absolutely are. Yes.
So I like
and I do remember you coming to see us in Memphis.
I will.
So it's excellent to connect with you on here as well.
Yes. Also, you know, there's a Crystal Skull Festival every year in, I believe it's October, in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Do you go to that
one? Yes, I do know that, yes. I have not been to that one. You know, I haven't been to Hot Springs in several years now. I used to go when I started doing the Crystal Skull work. I actually went over there every year, once or twice a year, and did ceremonies and work over there. And honestly, I have not even been over that way in several years. So things have just changed, but there's a lot of the crystal skull energy over in that area now. So it's, you know, the work is being done, and I do know the people that coordinate the Crystal Skull Festival and a lot of the people that join it. So it's just another one of those ways that, you know, the universe is using all of us, utilizing all of us to make things happen.
Right. Right, and they just opened a new node at IDA of Compassion.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so the energy there is pretty fine right now. Well, when I was down there in June,
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah. So, well, thank you very much. Have a blessed evening, and I really enjoyed your talk.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be blessed.
Thank you, Jackie. It's good to connect with you again.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's move right along because we've got several people here. I want to bring Laura in from New Jersey. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. My question is, I'm looking for work, and I wondered if you see me getting a contract that I interviewed for last week in Delaware.
It feels like it's very probable and positive, but it feels like there's some getting the contract that there may be some little, what would they call them, little kinks in the agreement or whatever for you. So you're just being guided at this time to really pay attention to detail and to make sure that you speak up and out for what you're seeking, being true to yourself. You know, nobody markets us and promotes us like we can ourselves. And so,
right.
You know, really speaking up about yourself, because you are going through a period right now of self-worth and self-value, really speaking your own self-worth and value at this time in your life. And you are absolutely qualified. And yet it's about the universe is sitting back and watching to see if you really step up to the plate and own what you're capable of doing and your abilities. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. But here's the thing, what you're talking about. There's an opportunity like that in California, but it's so expensive out there. And I'm actually looking at some of the documents that the HR person sent me to look through. And it scares me, the thought of moving out there because of the cost of living. And I'm wondering if that's the opportunity that I'm supposed to shoot for.
Well, that being said, what you've just said is very detrimental to the whole situation. If you have any fear associated with the situation itself, then that is going to cloud the whole situation. You see what I'm saying? But you have to feel it in your heart. If you feel in your heart without a doubt that this, just say the California job is exactly perfect for you in every way, then you don't get hung up on the material plane of, oh, but it's going to cost this much to live there, and it's going to do this, and it's going to do this. The universe has provided you with an opportunity that what I feel like is probably your dream job based on your looking at it. But then the fear that you have now is associated with picking up and moving, going, and understandably so, but I'm a person of a very strong faith in my guidance. And so whenever my guidance puts something in front of me, I know what they're doing. They're saying, this is yours if you want it. But if you're going to get caught up in the fear aspect of it and all of that, then you're going to sabotage yourself.
Well, I thought they might put an opportunity like that for me here on the East Coast, closer to where I live. So I'm a little surprised that they would put that out there in California. Yeah, I don't understand why.
Well,
they would do that.
And again, they're wanting you to really speak up and out about what you feel about yourself. You know, do you trust in your own abilities and capabilities to go wherever the universe is steering you to go to make it happen. Because what they're saying is you can absolutely make it happen wherever you want it to be. What they're showing you by showing you the one in California is that job, the one that you dream of, the one that is your perfect job, exists. So it's a matter of you really just opening up and saying, you know, even for the job in Delaware, maybe it's lacking in some areas, but go in there and claim it and make it your own if that's what you're looking for. So you're in a place right now of recreating yourself, recreating your life compared to where you've been in the past several years. And so they're really wanting you to take charge of your truth, of your power, and of who you know you are and what you're capable of, and really step up and into it. Be confident about it. Just put it out there. You know, I work with people all the time that we do this, and I coach them. And it's about literally stepping into that confidence of, yes, I could do this, and yes, I'm worth this. Absolutely. Doesn't mean that, you know, a lot of times when we apply for certain work and all, we think if there's a sentence in there that says, you know, if you don't have this type of education or this type of experience, you don't qualify. But if the universe has presented you with that opportunity, they're telling you that here's the opportunity that you can absolutely have this job. You can absolutely be in this position. So don't hold yourself back by thinking, well, the perfect job that I'm seeing right now is in California, but I don't want to go out there because of the cost of living and everything. And so Delaware is closer, but at the same time, I'm not really, there's something about it that's holding me back. Be completely honest with your guidance and say, okay, bring me the California job, but bring it to me here. Because
okay,
we're in a period of manifestation and of creating, and you state that fact in the morning when you get up every morning, you give gratitude to your guidance for the fact that that perfect job is right here in front of you as you speak right now. It's not in California, you know, it's exactly what you want it to be, and it's exactly how you want it to unfold and going forward. And then own that in your heart. Feel that. Know that they're not just dangling a carrot in front of you. They're showing you that you've got the opportunity here to bring it to you, to attract it to you.
Okay, I can do that. Thank you so much. I will. I'm going to do that.
You're so welcome. You're welcome. And good luck with that. But I'm feeling very positive for you as long as you step up into that and who you are, because it's time that you really own it.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank
okay.
You. Bye.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, to contact Madra, you can go to motherwind14, this is her email address, motherwind, W-I-N-D, 14, @gmail.com. You can reach her also at 901-827-0023. My screen just went black for a second. And, of course, what is your website, Madra? I don't seem to have that on here. Your website?
My website is www.cranial, C-R-A-N-I-A-L, visions, visions.com.
Okay. And, yeah, get on her mailing list and get some of her good letters, energy letters she sends out on a regular basis. I love getting them. I read every one of them. Okay, now we're moving right along. We've got a couple of minutes. Actually, we're going to go over a little bit because I want to bring in. Can you do two more people this evening before we close, Madra?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring Kelly in right now. Hi, Kelly from Washington.
Hi, guys. Hello, thank you so much for tonight. I've learned so much, and I kind of feel like I've received so much of my message already just listening to the two of you and everyone that called in. I felt like it related, so thank you. I guess
awesome.
My question
Very
is more general, I guess, just if you hear anything or a guidance for me that I'm supposed to know.
You're in a transitional period right now, and when I say that, it means like you're transitioning out of one part of your journey or your cycle that is for you into a very new part of your journey or cycle. And so you're at a place where just because there feels like there's some a little bit of sadness there associated with the moving out of the other cycle. You are moving into a place that's the next 8-9 years is going to be very important in your journey as far as your own self-realization and self-discovery is concerned. And so you have new guidance coming in without giving specifics there. You have new connections that are going to be playing a big part of. You'll be taking in new abilities or skill sets. And by that, I just mean maybe taking some workshops or some courses or classes or something just to continue shifting your consciousness and all that you're about. But I feel like you're moving into a place of owning your own healing abilities maybe, or into a different part of your journey at this point that maybe you never could have seen yourself doing. I know, and I feel very similar when 15 years ago, you know, when things happened in my world, that I never could have saw myself exiting out of the corporate world and doing what I'm doing now. I not in my wildest dreams would have imagined that I would be where I am at this time in service to others. And yet, I can't imagine it any other way now. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And the way that it's evolved, the support that I've had all along. So I see a similar kind of transition for you as you're moving out of the rest of 2016 and into 2017.
How wonderful. I just totally related when you were telling that story about your 15 years ago. It struck a chord with me. And that's exactly where I feel like I'm at right now. So what you got, I feel, is good for me to know.
Yeah, I feel very excited for you and moving into 2017. So just know that the sky's the limit here. You are an infinite being, and there is nothing that you can't do, be, or have in your life. I mean, absolutely nothing. You know, the only thing that limits us is our own perceptions of things, our own, you know, way of seeing things. So allow yourself to move forward in your own infinite abilities, knowing that, you know, you're recreating yourself now as you're going forward.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're
so welcome. Very nice to connect with you this evening.
Yes, you too. Thank you. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, honey. Thank you for calling in. Well, we just love that all our callers. We've still got several on the line. You know, I want to bring in, we have this guy caller. We don't get a lot of guys on. I'm going to bring in Jay from Canada.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jay.
Hey there, Madre. I think I spelled your said your name correctly, did I?
Yes, you did. You did good.
Okay, thank you. My question is regarding the masculine and feminine energy, about, you know, with the balance of it, or just, you know, dancing with both of them. I just wondered, I find that's actually missing in most, you know, people that I know. There's just one part of it that's always missing. I just wondered, what do you do as a practitioner to kind of like get that dance together again and not create the separation between the divine feminine and the divine masculine?
That's an excellent question. It is something that, again, with passion, with sound being my passion, that through sound we're really able to assist with that process, because, you know, there's a lot of myself. I have a lot of, and had most of my life, a lot of masculine energy in this lifetime. And so with sound, we can go in and with crystals, but sound is really excellent for doing it, going in and restoring that balance of the divine feminine, divine masculine energies, and creating more of a balance and of a integrated balance is what I'm trying to go for here. But an integrated balance where we're okay with every aspect of ourselves and all of our past lives, you know, where we've lived as one or the other in the many different things that have taken place that we brought forward into this lifetime. So sound is one of the major things that I work with to restore that balance. And because it goes in at a cellular level and it begins tweaking things in the DNA. And we're in a time that supports the restoration of that balance. So sound working with the vibration of the universal source, the energies and all that. It's they just kind of all work together to help bring in the balance, but also the fact that what I see in the men that I work with, the guys that I work with, that they become so much more at peace with everything around them. You know, and here in the Deep South, we've got a lot of, if you've ever been to the South, I'm not even going to go into it, but a lot of a different type of mentality in this area. And so it is about, you know, the really removing that inferiority and that superiority stuff, you know, and the submissive wives and all of that. So working with the guy, I always get really excited with guys that come to our meditations and then with those that I help with on a coaching level and all to help them that feel that need to get back into that place. So, you know, when you are someone who's already aware of that restoration of that balance taking place, then you are someone that the universe is using to hold the energy or the vibration for the return to that balance. So keep that in mind. And so when people are waking up to that fact, whether it be a man or a woman, when they're aware of that fact that there is an imbalance that we're working to correct here or restore, then you're already several steps ahead because of your awareness and consciousness, but you're also one of the ones that the universe is utilizing to assist in restoring that balance.
Awesome. Yeah, because I do that with actually a drumming class I teach. And most of my students are actually women. And just restoring that I don't know, that energy of wholeness back again, whether it's man or woman. But, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's really, really interesting, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's an awesome experience. So thanks much for
talking to you. We're all on the same page here and working with.
Yes, we are.
Working with the sound, you know, as I tell people every weekend, you know, we're not just doing it for our center and our geographical area. We're connecting in with the sound that's being done all over the planet on a vibrational level to restore wholeness at every level.
That's true. Yeah. So, congratulations on your journey.
Well, thank you. You as well.
Yeah, thanks so much. Great talking to you. Maybe I can talk to you a little bit more about what I do and things like that, too, and how I used to drum to do that, too, restore the nature of ourselves, the nature of our being within ourselves.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Always glad to hear. Yeah. Always glad to share. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, thanks very much.
Well, thank you for
thank
calling
you. You
today.
Have a great
we
evening.
Always like it when our men check us out in here. We, you know, it seems to be women are more tuned in or open to our spiritual stuff, but we feel that way. One more call. She gets to ask one question, and then that's it. And we still got other people, but we're just going to bring Gigi in from California, and this will be our last caller. Hi, Gigi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call and allowing me to connect. I appreciate it. I would love to ask what guidance might be coming through for me in terms of really connecting with what I came here to do.
You're being guided at this time to really be open to new a lot of trying new things as far as, you know, like I tell people, one of the first things that I will tell people in when they're ready to get connected into their guidance and to really get going forward on their path is to connect in with the universal source or with Reiki energy, if you're familiar with Reiki energy. There's a lot of different healing modalities out there. So you're really being guided at this time to connect in with the healer that is you at this time. And it's going to take you, it's not only assisting you in your own personal journey at this time, it's really going to deliver you up to a very new aspect of yourself as you move forward at this time. You are here in holding the energy for I feel a lot of the young energy or youthful energy around you. There's a connection to the children, but also I'm feeling like around some of the children that are having issues now, autism, ADD, ADHD, some of those that have been labeled certain things. What I feel is you're holding the energy for that consciousness that's coming forward at this time, and it's about us realizing that this is, you know, these children that have come in with this, I mean, some of it created by some of the vaccines and the different things, but the situation is that my guidance shares with me is that they have a different consciousness, a higher consciousness. And so some of the things that's taking place is intended to, as with us on our journey as well, to minimize or diffuse their abilities and what they're capable of doing. You know, they came here as you know, we're the way showers, they're the change makers. So there's an aspect of yourself that's here to hold that energy for change around the youth and the children, as opposed to labeling them and trying to medicate them down. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely makes sense. So I actually connected with a couple that is founding a charter school that is actually empowering children through self-discovery, learning their gifts and talents, and they just want me to be involved, even if it's just present at their meetings. They don't necessarily.
Yeah.
I don't get what the vision is for me yet, but what
yes.
you're saying makes sense. Is there a connection there?
Absolutely. And you don't have to know right now what the vision is for you, because you're one of the ones holding the energy for this change to come through, that these children that are at this different vibration and consciousness be recognized for who they are and what they are, as opposed to being dumbed down or numbed down, as we call it with the medicine, you know. And so just being there, you will know your part, you will know, but just your essence, because you're holding that energy, can help to make a difference in it moving forward and it evolving.
Okay, so there might be a part that I play in making a difference, you know, actively making a difference, maybe within that system.
Yes, in teaching the children, what I'm seeing in this vision actually is that there was a time when you were in an Atlantean lifetime, and you actually worked with the crystal children at that time, helping them to understand the effects, the benefits of crystals, and how to utilize crystals in their everyday life. And so there's that aspect that's coming back into play right now in your lifetime that's helping to hold that energy for the children going forward, that they're not medicated down, and that they're able to evolve in the proper manner, utilizing simple tools such as crystals and sound and color, just like we're talking about. But this is a remembering that is coming back to you. And just by hearing what I'm saying at this time is triggering some of that remembering for you. So as you go forward at this time, just know that your guidance is placing you where you're going to be the most beneficial.
Wow. Okay, I probably want to connect with you outside of the show, and I do appreciate this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then you can send me an email, or send me a text, or you can give me a call, or, you know, just whatever works best for you.
Okay, would you mind giving me that number again for the text?
Okay, it's 901-827-0023.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
You're welcome. Blessings on your journey.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you too.
Well, what a great... Madre, you've helped so many people this evening. You are such a blessing in everyone's life. And, you know, it's so funny, as you were talking, all these crystals, I found a box of crystals that I had forgotten that I had, and I got them out today. And the whole time we've been working on this show, I have been moving these crystals around on this board, trying to get them all straight. straighten up and lined up, and I'm going. And then just a few minutes ago, I look out on my back patio deck, and there was a white-tail hawk. And I thought, well, there's a messenger from God. I know, I got so excited.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just sat there for a long time and then finally went off after a bird. But it did stay there, sitting there where I could look out my back window and see it. So we did get the hawk medicine coming in this evening. And I'm here working with these crystals. I get so excited. I love them. And these are a lot of crystals.
I know, me too.
I know you do. I dug most of these I have right here, the ones I dug up in Hot Springs, Arkansas, when I was back there. But anyway, I want to thank you again for being on the show. I hope we can get you on again in a couple of months and get you sharing your good stuff, get people calling you and more people finding out about you. Do you have anything you would like to say in closing, Martha?
Thank you so much for having me, Pam.
Well, you're welcome. Okay.
I'm
sorry. Is that it? Is there anything else you want to say? Okay. Well, all right, everyone. Have a great evening. And Annie, would you like to say something in closing?
I would just like to thank Madra as well. What an awesome show. And you had so many callers. I hope you guys call back again. Every Monday night we're here, and we will get Madra back on the show as soon as she's available. So everybody have an awesome week and have a wonderful holiday weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great evening as well.
All right. Thank you and good night.
Good night.
Good night.